Now time for the business news. And when the markets in Europe closed a couple of hours ago, London's FTSE 100 was up 54 points. The DAX was up 20 points, while the Euro stocks were up 9 points. And in the US, trading comes to a close shortly, and the Dow Jones is down 62 points, while the S&P 500 is down 7 points. The Nasdaq's also down 7 points. And the Australian dollar is worth nearly 92 US cents this morning. It'll also buy you almost 60 British pence and 114 New Zealand cents. China's consumer price index for July was lower than markets and government predicted, staying flat since June. But the inflation gauge did grow 2.7% compared to the same period last year. China's economy has been stuck in a weak recovery, easing down to 7.5% growth in the second quarter, a drop of 0.2% compared to the first 3 months of the year. The US President Barack Obama has held talks with his Greek counterpart in Washington in an effort to help the debt-laden country get out of its six-year recession. Mr. Obama called on Greece to balance austerity with growth, including creating jobs. The Greek Prime Minister Antonis Samaras says if Greece overcomes its economic challenges, it'll be seen as a European success story.